Hello there. This is your Daily Lift from the Gospel Broadcasting Network. There's a lot of discussion these days about our rights. So many seem to feel their rights have been violated or that they should have rights in addition to the ones already extended to them. Others feel they have rights that they, in fact, do not have at all. It seems to me that there should be less consideration for what our rights are and more consideration for what is right. The entire race of man would be better off for that adjustment. For example, you know the story of Genesis chapter 3. Adam and Eve had been set afoot in the Garden of Eden to dress and to keep it, but were instructed not to partake of the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil which grew on a tree in the midst of the garden. Eve, however, gave in to the temptation of the devil and ate of the fruit, giving also of it to her husband, who ate of it as well. God did not force them to avoid the tree, giving them the opportunity to make their own choice. However, their misuse of the freedom to choose brought sin upon the entire race of humanity. A better consideration would have been not what they had the right to do, but what would be right to do. If a person sees only what his rights are and fails to see what is right for him and all around him, then his rights are really of little value. We have the right of freedom of religion in this country as guaranteed us by the Constitution of the United States. Yet, while men are given this freedom, can we say that this also means that it is right for a people to practice false religion? By the standards of the day, one could suppose there is no such thing as false religion. However, at Matthew chapter 15, Jesus pointed out in verses 8 and 9 that vain worship always results when the commandments of men are taught as doctrines. This makes it clear that not everything taught or practiced in the name of religion is right. Yet folks will insist on their right to teach it, believe it, practice it. Is your right to freedom of religion of any value to you? If you fail to seek that which is right, seek not what you have a right to do, but what the Lord reveals is right to do. And may God bless you, and may you have a great day.